Allah Allah
Allah Allah Allah Allah Aziz Allah 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 Kerim Allah 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 Subhanallah Allah 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 Subhanallah
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim Bismillahir rahmanir rahim Ayatul arba'in Nawaitul i'tikaf Nawaitul khalwa Nawaitul uzla Nawaitul riyadha Nawaitul suluk لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد الحمد لله every day passes people they eat different food you are disturbing the lifetime movies. No, you no.
Oh, me too.
Move this way or this way. Every day people look for a different cake and that's why the bakery has to produce every time new different style or new cake that has different taste or else they will tell you what is this every day you are giving us the same and Also, human being, every day they like to eat different food. And look, there are hundreds and hundreds of different books of food from around the world. Every book might have 300 or 400 pages. And every page might be two or three different kind of recipes. In order that everyone finds something that he likes or she likes to eat. Also similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a soul that is related to heavens. And if we don't give that soul a heavenly food, that soul will be not happy with us and will complain. Even though we don't hear it, it will complain in the divine presence that, Oh Allah, my creator, you created me from the ocean of power. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are from that ocean that we are going back to it. Your abd, your servant, is torturing and abusing me. The cage that you put me in is torturing me. Like a bird in a cage. If you don't give the bird in the cage food, the bird dies. and the soul in the cage of the body, if you don't keep producing a spiritual food, a spiritual energy, heavenly energy, that soul will die. Means you become very dark in your heart. Your heart becomes so dark that you lose your spirituality completely and your energy, and nothing else except what concerns you is the cage. And the soul will complain to the Creator, saying, Ya Rabbi, you send me to someone who is torturing me. Torture him as he is torturing me. Because we need to give that soul something that it likes. And you cannot give every day the same food. You cannot give every day the food that you are like the body. You don't give the body every day the same food. Every day you are giving the best that you can for your body to keep giving you pleasure. The body has a trick. Don't give me enough vitamins, I don't give you enough pleasure. Not you. So you don't give me enough, you don't give me enough food, I don't give you enough pleasure. I will make your pleasure to empty, finish. That's why there are many people who suffer from physical energy. They don't have any more because they are not giving food to the body correctly, and then they begin to get sick. So they go to the doctor, say, oh no, no, you have to be careful. You have to have a diet, special diet for you to keep that pleasure, that energy that gives you pleasure. This is what is the concern of all doctors. No, there is no doctor that they can concern about the pleasure and the food for the soul. They study medicine only to give the people what is necessary for their diets in order to be strong, to have everyday pleasure, morning and evening. And some people more. Oh, correct. There are no doctors that give the soul what it needs. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made other kind of doctors that are able, and He gave them knowledge that they can prescribe for you a food, spiritual food for the soul, that make the soul have its own pleasure. As the body has his own pleasure, or also the soul needs its pleasure. And its pleasure not like the body. You go and eat steak, big one, and raw one. They like that. It's carcass? What's it? It's carcass, they eat and they call it steak restaurant. And they ask you what kind of steak you like, raw or well done. I never saw anyone say well done. Must be raw. Expert. That you are giving more darkness and darkness to the body, more rudeness, and more to the heart. The soul has its own pleasure. You have to give the soul the pleasure that she, that what you call she or he, the soul, whatever, he slash she, it, you have to give it the pleasure that it needs. You cannot keep it caged in the body. So that pleasure, Allah gave awliyaullah, these spiritual doctors, like there are many different doctors, they have different specialties. Allah gave also spiritual doctors with different specialties. And that's why awliyaullah are so many, that everyone has his own specialty that can give the soul a pleasure. It depends how many years he has practiced. He has to go first residency, then what?
Fellowship,
then specialize in one aspect of the body, isn't it?
I'm sorry.
Awliyaullah, they have these different specialties that they can differ from one wali to another, depend on how much that wali has went into residency and the fellowship and many years of training until he reached a level that he knows directly the quickest way and the easiest way to make your soul happy. And this is what they call it the spirit or the soul density. This density of the soul, they have measured for it, as they can measure density of any element. They can measure through heavenly angelic measurement the density of every person, of every human being, his soul, the soul of every human being. And from the density, they will understand how easy or how difficult to make you to float or to fly. So when the wali looks at you, it depends on his level. If his level is normal wali, doesn't understand spiritual density, he's still on the level of normal wali that can guide you through the way that he knows. But a wali with a spiritual density, soul density, he knows how much he can give you a dose in order to make you to float like a vessel. If you have the density of a wood, it floats by itself. Then they found they need big vessels to carry fuel, 500,000 tons. So they made it of iron, like our body. Our body is made of this body, but it has a structure, a form that makes us to sink, like iron is sinking. Heavy metal, we are heavy metal. So what they did, they turned that heavy metal into a shape that density is equal to the density of wood, it flowed. So awliya Allah, Allah gave them according to their power to understand and to see from one student to another student how much dose he needs to float. You cannot keep you sinking when a child wants to learn at the beginning. What you do to learn how to swim, you hold him, put him in water a little bit, slowly, slowly, but you are holding him. Awliya Allah will hold you. Then when you begin better, they will try to hold you and then take their hands to see if you can float or not. When they find you are dumb like me, they give you floaties, you call them? What to call them? Float, to float you up. Huh?
Water wings.
Water wings, water wings. In order that they want to see how much you can able to float. When Sayyidina al-Khidr with Sayyidina Musa went on the ship, what he did, Sayyidina al-Khidr? He made a hole to see if they are going to sink or they are going to float. فَلَمَّا رَكِبَا فِي السَّفِينَةِ خَرَقَهَا قَالَ أَخَرَقْتَهَا لِتُغْرِقَ أَهْلَهَا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا. قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا. فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا. فانطلقا قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا. فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه. قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا. قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا.
They went on the vessel. He wants to show him the density. He wants to give him وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. Allah said about Sayyidina al-Khidr, we gave him from heavenly knowledge. Sayyidina Musa doesn't need, but Sayyidina Musa is making himself available for us to learn. Because someone has to sacrifice himself for the benefit of the Ummah. So he's making that experiment in order for us to learn. Or else how we learn that Sayyidina al-Khidr did this and this, that. So Sayyidina al-Khidr alayhi salam made a hole when they entered the vessel, because if they were going to float, They will not sink. Even the vessel let's sink, but they are floating up. Because the density, their density become like the density of wood that can float up. So they both proceed till when they embark the ship. Sayyidina al-Khidr scuttled it. Musa alayhi salam said, have you scuttled it in order to drown its people? He scuttled it to show who is going to stay floating or who is not. Although if they are going to sink, he would have carried them. It's like we trained the child. Of course, Sayyidina Musa is not going to drown. He's up. He's floating. Means when you have the discipline of Sayyidina Musa, you inherit. Because Sayyidina Musa came with the Sharia. You inherit the Sharia, you will... What happened? You will float. That's why Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, Alaykum bi sunnati, you have to follow my sunnah. My Sharia. Then you are going to float. So when you carry the Sharia, what will happen? Sayyidina al-Khidr, what he did? He told Sayyidina, don't worry about the drowning ship. It's not your concern. Your concern, you're floating. Leave the others. They will be taken care of. So they moved forward. Then they both proceeded till they met a boy. And he killed him. Sayyidina al-Khidr killed him. That boy is, if we want to interpret the ayah, that is the tifl al-nafs al-mazmuma, the bad characteristics that this is in us. He wants to show Sayyidina al-Khidr that, Sayyidina Musa, that these bad characteristics makes people to drown. So what he did? He killed them. He's telling Sayyidina Musa, I'm killing that nafs, that egoism that it is in every person's heart. All of us, we have our ego, that's why our ego not letting us to float or to fly. So when he killed them, what reward he will get? When you do something, when you kill your ego, what reward you will get? You will get treasures. Allah will reward you with treasures, heavenly treasures. So what he rewarded him here? We go further. فَانْتَلَقَا حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَيَا أَهْلَ قَرْيَةٍ. Then they both proceed till when they came to the people of a town. Means now they came to the town of knowledge. Because they float, cut the ego, coming to the town of the knowledge that we mentioned in the previous session. أَنَا مَدِينَةُ الْعِلْمِ وَعَلِيٌّ بَابُ. I am the city of knowledge and Ali is the door. And they ask them for food. They want that food inside. They see that knowledge is there. We need that food. But they refuse to entertain them. They want to crush more. They want this, to teach us. Don't ask for food if you are not being given to it. You don't ask for it. It has to come free to you. Like Sayyidina Maryam, Virgin Mary. She didn't ask. كلما دخل عليه زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا. قال يا مريم أنى لك هذا؟ قالت هو من عند الله إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب.
Allah gives without asking, without account. So why they asked? They asked, okay, I will not give you. When you ask, you don't get. When you do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without a reward or asking, Allah reward. So when they ask and they are not given, they knew their limits. When they knew their limits, what happened? At that time, they found a wall. They built the wall. Because under the wall was what? A treasure. To save that treasure for us. So awliya Allah, they know what kind of a dose you need to raise your density, to make your density equal to density of food. No complete submission. Iron doesn't submit. Because it doesn't submit, it sinks. Metals don't submit, except wood. Wood submit, trees. Because always they are submitting, they are... You don't see a tree going down. You see a tree going up. Always going for heaven. Submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognizing the Creator. So the wood submit, Allah make it to float, not to sink. So awliya Allah knows, and to keep that food given to you, because every day they have to give you a different kind of spiritual food to keep your soul updated, up to date. Your computer today, you tell your computer, you're not updating your computer. So what you do? You get software,
upgrade
the computer. You have to upgrade the computer. They send it to you by email. Those companies who are looking for you, following you. What you need every day. Every day you open the computer, you have a virus detector. Be careful. You upgrade your computer. They send you what you need to press, and then you press. They do it for you. But they're asking you to connect. So the important is what? The connection. The upgrade is from them, it's not from you. You cannot upgrade yourself. Yourself is zero. Carcass, as you said. So the upgrade has to come from them. The energy has to come from them. The power has to come from the masters. The power has to come from the gurus. It cannot come from you. From you only you need what? The connection. You need that computer, and you look. I'm not expert in computer, but I'm hearing. You look, and then it come up. How it come? Upgrading. Explain.
Pop up window.
Pop up with what?
Window.
Pop up.
A window, and say.
You need to update.
You need to update. How they know? Because means they are observing you. They are looking after every one of us to upgrade and update what you need to do. Awliya Allah, Allah gave them. If that is for normal people, they can tell you have to upgrade and update your computer. Awliya Allah, what will happen to them? They don't know. Their technology is higher. They want to update you according to heavenly main server there. A huge one. A huge server that through it billions and billions of signals go through every day, and they are filtered. If they are filtering today everything in technology and through communication, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give his awliya. Leave prophets. Prophets higher. There is no comparison between prophets and awliya. And there is no comparison between prophets and Sayyidina Muhammad, the seed of messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Awliya Allah, Allah did not give them power to filter billions and billions of signals to give you the right one. Of course. So but the what they need you to keep opening your connection. No? If you close your connection, what happened? Answer.
If you close the connection, they you can't get the update.
You cannot update your own soul, your own computer. You keep your computer closed and you put it on the table and say, I have a computer. Hey, what's the benefit? You know, you don't get any information. I have a sheikh. If you don't keep your connection open, I don't need a guide. I don't need a teacher. If you don't need a teacher, you don't need a guide, then there is no connection. To whom you are connecting? To update you and upgrade you. That's why master is important. And we explained last time, different types of masters. Those who go beyond universe and take from that energy, and those who go through universe and take from within universe energy. It's completely different. So those who go beyond the universe, they get you angelic energy, which is like if you want to compare it, is like the speed of a car compared to speed of light. Speed of a car in 1 second, how many kilometers or miles move? 2-3 miles, it goes up to 60, they say. In a second or in 8 seconds, 6 seconds, your speed goes to 60 miles an hour. In light power, light speed, in 1 second, 300,000 kilometers. So speed of light, what do you think about speed of mind and speed of heart? So awliyaullah who take from angelic power, they have speed of heart and light and heart. The others, they have the speed of cars. But both of them, they need you to keep your connection open. What is that connection, sir? What is that connection? What it represents, the symbol of the connection? Is Rabi. Rabita is the connection that keep connecting you with to update you in every moment from the main source that you have already accepted and you accept to be initiated by that one. That is Rabita. If that Rabita means that connection is blocked, at any moment you cannot update. You are behind. You fall behind. So next day comes, your connection is also stopped. No connection, fall more behind. One day you come and make connection, you open your connection, you look, oh, you are so much behind, you cannot catch up. So what you do? You cannot finish. Your computer is broken. They say reboot the computer. Put it off and open and begin from beginning. Ya Allah, first level, another time. So if the connection at one moment is disturbed through day and night, you will fall behind, and then if you keep falling behind, then you are malfunctioned, out of order. They say, throw it, bring a new one, and begin from beginning. So Rabita is very important. And that's why in Khatm al-Khajakan we say Rabita to Sharifa, Rabita Sharifa. Rabita is the what? Rabit in Arabic is to tie. It's tying you to something. Means it's tying you to the heart of your shaykh. When that pipe is open, no blockage inside it, every moment they send you delicious spiritual food that keep the pleasure of the soul to its utmost. But you have to keep your pipeline open. If you close it, it's your problem, it's not their problem. From their side, it's always open. From your side, it's closed. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. So how to enable yourself to open that connection? That connection needs also a code. Like when you open your computer, you have a code. If you don't know the code, it doesn't open. So Awliya Allah, for everyone, they give a special zikr. Sometimes they give a general one. That is for everyone, but sometimes they specify you with something different. That is your code. Some people, they might see it in dream. Some people, they might be given to recite this on top of what they are doing. That is key, will keep the connection. So the first important, before upgrading anything or updating anything, and before the Rabita, you have to what you say, put on your computer in order to connect with the connection. So what is the on to make it on? When it is off, you have to make it on. What is that? Is dhikrullah. Dhikr ismu dhat bil qalb. To dhikrullah in the heart. Because you want to put the heart on. So how to put the heart on? By saying Allah. 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 A moving forward. And that's why they said minimum a day 1,500. Allah, 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 Allah. As you are saying, you feel that energy is more. Like when you put your computer on, the screen doesn't come quickly. What comes? Huh? I'm seeing sometimes when they put it on here, is a blue screen. Why blue? Why not white? It's blue, yeah, usually, is not? Light blue. Yeah? Why? Why not white? But it comes blue at the beginning. Then when you open the, for you see white and the writing in, it comes first blue to show you the reflection of the sky, or the reflection of what you see in the universe. Blue, that energy is from the same source of that energy that computer works. It comes all blue. Then what happens? Doesn't come. It say wait. You see an arrow and something inside of what? And you're waiting. Some people, they say, oh, my computer is slow. The other ones say, oh, my computer is not working well. I have to wait half an hour to open. Someone they say, oh, my computer. No, it immediately it comes quickly. Huh? I'm seeing like that. It depends how much your power and your strength of connection when you are doing zikrullah, how it will move quickly. So computer, when you put it on, it comes that blue, then slowly, slowly, these windows come, and then they are on the bottom, they come, until everything is ready. Then you begin to press buttons in order to open different internet access or websites. The heart, you have to begin ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. By Allah's zikr, peace and satisfaction comes to our hearts. So it begin sending this on by saying Allah, 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 Allah. As much as you are experienced and established one, as quicker as your heart or will work slower or faster, it will open that connection. So you begin with Ismu Zat, Zikr Ismu Zat. Ismu Zat means the name of the essence. That's why Allah is the beautiful name wrapping all the names. All the names are in this, are in that name. Allah هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام. All the 99 names describe Allah, that beautiful name. And that beautiful name described is the name of the essence. So as you are saying Allah, Allah, Allah through that beautiful name of the essence, you must remember death. You must remember that the death of the self, the death of the ego, one day you are going to die and go from this life, you have to make sure that the ego has to know that there is no existence for it in the presence of Allah's existence. Or there will be shirk, and Allah does not accept shirk. There is only Allah in your heart. There is nothing, not Allah in your heart, but the manifestation of that beautiful name in your heart, not the manifestation of your ego in your heart. So zikrullah, Allah, 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 as they gave us 1,500, is to upgrade and update your computer to make the connection in able to update it at that moment. So it takes you 1,500 times to say Allah, 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 Allah to reach a situation that you begin to be able to update according to the to what kind of computer you have. You want higher updating, you go 5,000, Allah, Allah. You want higher, you go 10,000, Allah, Allah. And awliyaullah, mashayikh, did not give more than 10,000, except in special cases. They are giving up to, masha'Allah, especially in seclusion, you can go up to 74,000, 700,000, 1 million. That is, you can get a very high upgrade. And these are classified, what you call today classified material. These are classified spiritual vision that awliya Allah will open to you according to what connection you are connecting with. So as soon as you finish the 1500, that prepares you to be able to put that connection in what? In function. That pipeline, to open it from your side, from their side it opens. As soon as you finish the 500, immediately you ask that you will be receiving the Al-Fayd Mjari, the flowing, he said, flowing manifestation.
Emanation.
The flowing emanation. Not one time, but it has to be a flowing one. Al-Fayd Mjari wal Nur Sari. The continuous outpouring of that emanation that is flowing through that pipeline, and wal nur sari, and the light,
running light,
that is running light that coming from the beautiful names and attribute to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from Prophet to your guide, from your guide to you. You will be asking and requesting that flowing continuous emanation of that flowing light that is continuously running, non-stopping, moving in every direction to manifest itself at the end on you. Through your Shaykh, from Prophet, and from Prophet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, if that flowing light or running light is in the pipeline, the picture of your Shaykh appears. If not, never mind. You try to imagine it. Because for beginners, it doesn't appear, it's very difficult. For a little bit more advanced, begin to be seeing, but fuzzy. To those who are ready, it is there, it appears. You look deeply to that picture that it will appear on the screen of your heart, that your mind, through your mind, it will reflect the information to go to your eyes, and then you, wherever you look, you see the picture of the Shaykh moving around, because your heart now is shining with that, so nothing will distract you from dunya. It's always the picture of the Shaykh is moving from different doors, from different ways. That information and this upgrading and updating is what is called in reality rabita. That is the rabita that you are looking for. And that's why when we say rabita to sharifa in Khatm al-Kharjaka, or when you are by yourself doing your awrad and you have rabita with the Shaykh, that is the connection that is needed in order to bring up all these different pictures and different visions. That's what we call, when you have that appearance comes, you increase zikrullah, in yourself more and more from 1500 to 5000, from 5000 to 10000. That's what we call al-wukuf al-adadi. Al-wukuf al-adadi, that's wukuf with numbers through the heart. So what we call it is al-wukuf al-adadi al-qalbi. That the wukuf in Arabic is standing, but here it is not, is the point where you, it is the focal point, it is the real density that we were speaking about in order to make you floating. So the Shaykh at that moment will inspire you either to increase or to stop. If inspiring you to increase means he wants you to give you a bigger dose in order to not only to float now but to rise up, to fly up. And this is what we call it al-wukuf al-qalbi or al-wukuf al-adadi al-qalbi. That density point, that focal point, is where the heart will say by itself, Ilahi anta maqsoodi wa ridaka matloobi. Oh Allah, you are my target or my goal, and your happiness, rida, to be happy with me is what I want. May Allah forgive us, and may Allah bless this meeting and every meeting, and give our Shaykh long life. Amin. Allah tawfiq wa hurmat al-Fatiha. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.